You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queer cast on the internet. Don't you think we're ordinary, honey?
We're extraordinary.
We're extraordinary. Today is Saturday, or I should say this evening is Saturday, December 10th, 2005. And we are at the boyfriend's house, so I'm recording this on the iRivka, as some people would say. And we had such a busy, delightful afternoon evening, wouldn't you say?
I would say so.
We went to the holiday concert at, well, the boyfriend has more details, but it was at the National Cathedral. And now, because you know all about it, tell us the details of this concert.
It was a concert.
No, come on now. I made you write down your notes about... it was some Norwegian something or other, right?
It was celebrating the centennial of Norway's independence.
Okay.
And so they featured Christmas carols from Norway. And the concert notes said that in Norway, folk songs and... Christmas songs through the years have kind of, there's a tradition of folk Christmas tunes kind of melding together and okay. Producing this body of work. So that's what we heard this evening.
And my comments on the concert were that they had a, I guess, a full orchestra up there, would you say? I don't know, because we couldn't really see the orchestra.
No, they had a full orchestra with the organ. And the Cathedral Choral Society, and then they had the guest singer from Norway, and the guest organist from Norway.
Yes.
And her voice was just beautiful. It's a very, very cold evening here in Washington, and the cathedral was nice and dark. We watched the sun gradually set, and we watched the colors change in the cathedral.
And all the stained glass windows.
It's full of stained glass, so all the colors... were just changing as the sun went down, and it was fitting. Her voice sounded like this
it was icy.
Oh, like she was cutting through ice. That's how I like to put it.
Okay.
It was very sharp and clear and melodic, and some of the organ arrangements were very somber and cold. So it really put you in the cold weather.
I was going to say that it was a good reflection of the climate in Norway at this time of the year, that you feel that listening to the music. However, I was going to say that I really enjoyed the orchestra part of it. I have to say I wasn't a huge fan of the actual singing, but all of the music that accompanied the singers was beautiful, I thought.
I liked the singer. I thought she was very good.
Well, there we go. We both liked something.
Well, she's a Norwegian. I mean, you would figure... how a Norwegian folk singer would sound, and I think she captured that quite well on a very cold evening.
She was, besides the chorus, she was singing clear enough that we could follow the, what's the language? Norwegian?
Norwegian.
The Norwegian language, because in the program...
Norse.
Is it really Norse?
I don't know. As I said, I am not a Scandinavian history person.
Whatever the languages of Norway is, they had printed it in the program, and you could follow along with what she was saying because they had the Norwegian version on one side and the English version on the other, and you could follow along. And she was singing clearly enough that you could follow along the exact words.
Her voice was crystal clear.
It was. It was very clear. But when the chorus was singing, I didn't think it was as clear. Did you?
Well, because you had those layers of... It was... You had all that harmony, so you had layers of...
Different groups
different
singing.
Parts,
yeah, that's true.
Which, that's what choral groups do.
Yes, I understand that, honey. Are you trying to mock me?
Never. Did you enjoy your brownies?
We're not talking about the brownies yet. Let's not jump ahead. Let's try to do this chronologically.
Are you following a timeline?
Yes, in my head I see a timeline.
That's very history teacher of you.
No, it's, well, yes, it is history teacher, but it's also the practical, organized kind of person in me. But now let's get back to the concert. When the concert was over, we decided, well, you already had this plan in your head, to walk over.
Wait, let's talk about how handsome we look this evening.
Well, that's true. I was just going to wear my typical school clothes, but the boyfriend subtly convinced me to wear my boots.
And your...
And my dress pants and nice
your,
striped shirt.
And how did you look handsome?
I think I must have looked handsome because...
And I think 90% of the people there were dressed well.
Yes, there were, as I told you, there were a couple people in jeans, but they stood out as inappropriate for the setting.
But you know what? I think they were homeless people who had come in to get warm.
No, they were not homeless people. They, no, honey. They were not homeless people.
I saw 10 cups.
Yeah, you're making that up.
I am not.
Now, the boyfriend was dressed in some beautiful new wool pants, some charcoal gray wool pants, with an, I would say, extremely expensive Argyle cashmere sweater with a striped shirt, and he wore a tie. He was dressed to the nines, this.
It was Norway Centennial. You had to get dressed up.
Well, I think we were definitely dressed up for the occasion. Very appropriate. But you looked, you know, really hot. If I had had my camera, I would have taken a picture.
Desnudo?
No, with your clothes on. So then, okay, now can we move on?
Yeah.
After the concert, we walked like 3 blocks, I guess it was, over to Cafe Deluxe. And the boyfriend, he's so smart. At the end of the last song, when people were clapping and people were just starting to put their coats on, and we were like, okay, out of here, because if we don't get to the Cafe Deluxe, it's going to be
jam packed.
And he was absolutely right, because we got there, and like 5 minutes later,
swarm.
There was a line out the door. So we walked right in and got a table with no problem. And this is a really nice restaurant, by the way. I like the decor. They had lots of wood, tasteful mirrors on the wall.
It was like a 30s cafe.
It was. It was like a 30s cafe. I think a cafe kind of gives you a different idea. I think it was upscale more.
No, it was a cafe.
We got a nice table to ourselves. And to the right of me and to the left of the boyfriend was a long table of lesbians. And we were talking, what did we decide a group of lesbians should be called?
A herd of lesbians.
Yeah, a herd, because they were all kind of big women.
Well, they were wearing, some were wearing suits, like men's suits.
Well, what did I tell you? I think that one who was wearing it, the one who was looking like a man, I think she might have been a drag king.
The thing is... Like, men don't like wearing suits. It's interesting that
a woman,
a lesbian, would wear it.
So that she can identify as a man.
But suits are so uncomfortable.
I know. You know me,
I look at drag queens who wear girdles and heels. I mean, same thing.
And that's true, too, I guess. I don't know, but I couldn't do it. So, the restaurant was very nice, and we ordered a bottle of... Alan Scott Sauvignon Blanc, because I had an herbed roasted chicken, and the boyfriend had
crab cakes.
Crab cakes, yes. And this herbed, I'm saying herbed, because the boyfriend corrected. He wanted to correct the menu. The menu had it H-E-R-B.
It was grammatically incorrect.
So, anyway. The chicken was outstanding. With the chicken, I had some mashed potatoes that had the skins still on them.
And you ate them, and you liked them.
I did eat them, and I did like them, up until the point that the juices of the...
Oh, stop.
The asparagus.
You had three asparagus on your plate, and you could swear the asparagus were invading the rest of your entree.
The juice of the asparagus?
What juice? They were stir-fried. They were hard. There's no juice.
Honey, I saw the juice on the plate.
You imagined.
No, I saw it. In any case, I really thoroughly enjoyed the chicken and the mashed potatoes. It was very good.
and the asparagus. Archer ate all the asparagus, and he ate mine too. Asparagus was the vegetable of the day, and Archer ate all the asparagus.
My listeners know that's not true.
You did. You ate them all. I saw it.
I actually put one on your plate. Did you eat it, by the way?
I did, because you ate the rest of them.
Was it good?
What do you think? I thought.
Are you going to pee weird colors or weird smells later?
Well, you should know.
Why? Why? I don't go.
Because you ate every asparagus on your plate, and you're eating mine.
I thought you meant that I was going to go into the bathroom with you and smell your pee.
Is that what you're into?
No, honey, I'm not into that. You know what I'm into.
You're so kinky.
So anyway, we had this bottle of wine, and it went very well with my chicken and the boyfriend's crab
cakes. I know why you're kinky.
Why?
Because I brought you that bottle of apple cider from the Kinker family, Archer.
I drank that a while ago.
And now you've been kinky like the Kinkers.
Kinky like the Kinkers.
The best inbred orchard in Virginia.
The Kinkers. Okay, so
they really are, too. You saw them.
Yes, they are definitely inbred. Anyway, back to our discussion of the restaurant. The wine, I was a little surprised. I don't know about you, but I was a little surprised because this wine from New Zealand, it's the trend from New Zealand and Australia to do a screw cap on their wines.
And we've had some bad screw cap wines lately.
We have. So that's why we were a little surprised. I was surprised when the guy brought the bottle and he unscrewed the cap and then poured some for you to taste. It's not like you didn't have a cork to smell or anything.
Yeah.
But
I was surprised that it was good.
It was. I really liked it. I kept thinking, though, that I was tasting apple at the beginning and then tasting lemon towards the back, and you were correct.
I got nothing but citrus. Citrus and grass.
Citrus and grass. I got some apple there at the beginning. But in any case, this bottle of Sauvignon Blanc from Alan Scott,
New Zealand.
New Zealand was very good. And we're actually going to write about it on our Virginia Wine Time blog. I haven't talked about that lately, but we started a blog. It's called virginiawinetime.com. You could check it out. And we're writing about different wines that we have with different meals or different events or whatever. So
I'm a lava.
You are lava, and I am winer.
Why are you whining, whiner?
Because I'm the one who whines in the relationship, and you're the hot lava. Actually, no, that stands for Louisiana Virginia. Okay, so what else do we want to say about the restaurant? We've got to say that the walk to the cafe, the boyfriend had on his black patent leather pumps, so he was...
To match my ensemble.
So he was slipping on the ice, and I had my rugged man, Michael Soder... motorcycle boots
that
I had a tread on my boots, and I had no problem traversing the icy roads or icy sidewalks.
And these pumps were made for skating.
Oh, you didn't do any skating.
Well, I felt like I was skating
on a couple patches of ice. Yeah, you were. But so anything else about the dinner?
No, it was just a very nice evening, but we were interrupted by a gaggle of children.
Yes, when we walked into the restaurant.
Loudly celebrating someone's birthday.
Is that what you call a group of children, a gaggle?
I'm not very good with small children.
I know you aren't. That's why you'd never be a good elementary school teacher.
I certainly would not. They'd be scared to death of me.
However, what did I say?
I would turn the lights off and lock the doors and tell them alligators are coming to eat them.
See, you wouldn't be an elementary school teacher very long.
Why not? That's what my teachers told me when I was in kindergarten.
Yeah, you went to Catholic school.
That's what Sister Alois would tell us.
Alois, that reminds me of that wine we haven't had in a while.
That was her name, Sister Alois.
Did she make that wine?
Well, I doubt it. She's been dead for 10 years.
Okay. In any case, the children...
She would lock us in the cloakroom.
I know, you already told us.
And turn the lights off.
You already told that story, honey, many, many shows ago.
I need help.
You do need help. I think you need some therapy to get out of this Catholic school issue.
She was mean.
She was mean because she's left a terrible impression on you.
She would beat you with rulers.
Beat you or beat you?
She would beat anyone.
I bet.
Everyone got a... You didn't get through Sister Alois. You didn't get past her without a spanking.
Did you get a beating?
Yes, everyone did.
Oh, that's sad. But back to the issue where we're talking
and
about.
And she would say, and that's for the time you were talking in it and catch you, whack.
She was backdating all of her punishments.
Because she wasn't certain if you were, she was never certain if you were really guilty. Nuns don't care. She would just, so she would just slap anybody.
She got off on hurting you is what it is.
She was mean.
Well, anyway, back to the children in the restaurant. I had said when we walked into the restaurant, oh, look, they're having a party. Then when we sat down, what did I say? I said, oh, they won't be there long. And 5 minutes into our meal, they were
walking. It seemed like an eternity.
But they were walking out. Then the rest of the meal was fine.
A bunch of screaming, squealing little girls.
They were. It was a bunch of girls. After dinner...
Now, you work with little kids. Why do little girls scream?
I don't know why they do. They just do.
Don't you find it annoying?
It's extremely annoying.
So why do they do it?
I don't know. That's not on the list to talk about.
I'm improvising.
Am I hurting you?
Let's talk about... Oh,
wait a minute. I wanted to go from the restaurant. Then we went to go a little grocery shopping for you.
That's right.
And we were looking for some delicious chocolate brownies to have as a dessert when we get home.
We went to Starbucks.
Instead, the boyfriend said, oh, Starbucks has great chocolate brownies.
And they do.
And then we get them home, and what are they?
Brownies.
Espresso brownies.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Honey, they taste like coffee. I don't drink coffee. I don't like coffee.
Because you knew they came from Starbucks, and so you thought to yourself, if it comes from Starbucks, there must be coffee in these brownies.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that those brownies right there do not have coffee?
That's not what I said. I said, you must have imagined, since those brownies are from Starbucks, they must have coffee in them.
Okay, I might have imagined that, but let me ask you this. Those brownies right there, do they have coffee in them? Do they? He's laughing, but he's not like showing it. Do they have coffee in them, yes or no? You're under oath right now.
I think, perhaps.
Perhaps.
Maybe a drop of coffee.
Oh, no.
Splash.
Honey, they have...
the brownies.
You are so full of it. I was biting into coffee. Espresso beans.
Oh, there were no espresso
beans. Yes, there were.
No.
I can't believe it.
That was icing that froze when we were outside.
Well, but why does it taste like coffee?
Because you saw some of the coffee splash onto the brownie. You know what you're like. You know how you are.
I ate two pieces of the brownie, and both pieces taste like coffee. With those little bits of bean in them.
Honey, I think it's like the Edam cheese experience you had.
Edam cheese?
Edam, remember I gave you Edam cheese?
Oh, I didn't like that.
Oh, my eyes, I'm blind.
Because I was having a reaction to what was ever in the cheese.
Skim milk and salt. Edam cheese, the iceberg lettuce of cheese.
Oh, no. Okay, well, in any case.
Edam is to cheese as Billy Joel is to heavy metal. Light. Extremely light.
Okay.
Flavorless. But nothing in it.
This is not the point of this conversation.
These brownies are just chocolate brownies with chocolate icing.
Espresso chocolate brownies.
And a drop of coffee, perhaps, splashed onto the brownies.
Perhaps. Honey, you knew before we walked into Starbucks.
No, because the little sign said... Brownies.
I didn't even see the sign. There was no sign.
Yes, brownies, $1.85.
It said espresso brownies.
It said brownies. Just brownies.
Swear to me.
Brownies.
Is that like your Girl Scout swear?
Brownies.
It said espresso brownies or something like that. I didn't see a sign, but I'm sure it said coffee brownies.
I don't think it did.
But the point I'm making is that you knew it ahead of time.
I didn't. How could I know that?
Because you have that look on your face like you're lying.
No.
There it is right there.
I'm laughing.
Tell the truth.
I am telling the truth.
Come on. I'm going to squeeze his nipple.
I didn't
nipple
know.
Until you tell the truth.
I'm going to get some asparagus to make you eat it.
No. All right. Back to the podcast. Did you realize we're recording this the whole time?
Yes. Now, let's talk about what we're having now.
We're having
those coffee brownies.
We're having chocolate cookies and almonds.
Coffee brownies.
And a bottle of Grey Goose Cabernet Sauvignon.
Oh, the Grey Goose Cabernet Sauvignon. Oh.
It's very yummy.
It's delicious.
Now, just 3 months ago, you would have made funny faces and said,
"I say, the tannins are hurting me.
Ooh, they're it's choking me. Ooh, it's too dry."
But it's really
good. You really like it.
I do really like it.
Lots of cherries.
Cherries.
I get some tobacco in here.
Well, definitely, and I need to have a cigarette with it. But
you could have a cigarette with this.
Now,
I get like a little bit of chocolate vanilla too.
You still have that. What about coffee flavor? Do you even get any coffee in there?
I don't get any coffee in here, no.
Maybe it's just the coffee bean that's
it's
stuck in my teeth.
It's just very nice, smooth. The tannins are very soft.
They are soft.
Velvety smooth. And they've won a couple of gold medals.
When did you buy a case of this? How long ago?
It was released in October.
Yeah, but when did you buy a case of it? Didn't we pick it up?
I reserved it in March.
Listen to me. When did we pick up your case?
In October.
Was it October, November?
Yes, October.
Well, he only has 7 bottles left, which I guess I really isn't that bad.
No, because we've had a bottle. Well, every time I've had steaks, we've had those.
That's right. And we had a bottle. Didn't we have a bottle with your parents?
No, that was Cabernet Franc.
That was the Franc, okay.
And we're having a bottle now. But I think, because we are going for my birthday.
Let's remind the listeners when your birthday is again.
January 26th.
Yes, so we have at least a month and a half to make the plans for the birthday.
Well, you're taking me there.
And you're turning, let me remember, 52?
You liar.
How old are you turning?
I'm going to be 32.
Try 42, honey.
So we're going to... So all I want, and I said I don't want any gifts for my birthday. All I want is a piece of, like, a nice dark chocolate cake and a bottle of Cabernet Sauvignon.
You will get both of those, but I'm also going to get you a gift. Or two. Because you gave me two ideas today that I didn't get you for Christmas.
Heath Ledger
and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Both of them?
Yes. I've got a call into both of their managers.
Desnudo.
Well, Jake Gyllenhaal has decided he would go Desnudo, but Heath Ledger's stuck up and arrogant, so... Not sure he's going to agree with the Desnudo.
Oh, I think he will.
He'll pull his dick out of his zipper and let you suck it.
I'd go for that.
I bet you would. They're not on our list of things to talk about.
Well, I'm glad we did, though. They're both very cute.
They're yummy.
Now,
so we were having this Grey Goose Cabernet Sauvignon. What year is this?
2003,
okay. No, this is 2004, honey.
No, it's 2003.
2003, I'm sorry. You're right. After the dinner, we walked through the neighborhood to look at...
Christmas lights.
Christmas lights. Did we see very many?
No. But we did see very...
Don't fan that. It'll make noise on the microphone.
It will not.
Yes, it will. It'll make air noises.
Don't tell me what to do.
I will tell you what to do. Who had the butcher boots on tonight?
That doesn't make any difference. You're not wearing them now.
I do have my boots on now.
You do not?
I'm wearing my boots and a pair of underwear.
No, you're not.
Remember, this is a podcast.
Oh, we're pretending. Archer is wearing his tall black biker boots and a thong. And
of
right
course,
now,
I'm so fat that you can't see the thong.
And right now, we're listening to Judas Priest.
They might be able to hear the Christmas music in the background. I don't know.
It's Judas Priest. And Archer is holding a whip in his hands with a cigar. And he's threatening to burn me with it. Don't, no, don't burn me with that cigar. No, Daddy, no.
You need to stop this fantasy.
I've been a bad boy. Are you going to spank me with that whip?
Stop.
Spank me, Daddy. Spank me.
You give the listeners such the wrong opinion. Give me that list. Let's get back on the list, okay.
I thought we were talking about the nativity scene that we saw on the
movie. Oh, yes. After we walked around seeing some houses, we walked by this, I would call it an evangelical church.
Oh, wait. On the way there, we stopped, the church that I go to, which is a normal...
Oh, yes.
A normal place. And they have a tree stand next door, and we were enjoying the Christmas trees and looking at them and the smell.
And that's where we got your tree.
Smells, and we got my tree there. with the very attractive
Marine, wasn't it?
Marine, who couldn't drill a hole in a tree.
No, but he was hot.
He was hot. Anyway, and I gave him a nice tip, too.
Did you?
$5 tip.
You gave him $5
for that? Yes.
He didn't even drill a hole in the bottom.
I know. We didn't know that until we got home.
Well, that's true.
And then, so we walk past there, and we're enjoying, like, the Christmas smells, and then we see, like, these lights in the sky.
Yeah, like Hollywood premiere lights.
Yes. Beckoning us to the Evangelical Christian Church. And so there, with Christian rock music blaring in the background.
Christian Christmas rock music.
Yes. And this, like, video display that you would see at Macy's or something.
Right. In the windows, of, like, in the front windows of the church, two entire panes of glass, like, probably 8 by 10 panes, feet of glass, were this video screen that were flashing up, messages of Christian something crap.
Scripture and all that.
Scriptures, and then call this number if you're interested. I mean, it was a huge video display in the windows of the church. And then
a live nativity scene.
A live nativity.
With live animals.
They had a donkey, a llama, several little goats,
sheep.
Some sheep.
A very big, fat angel.
Yes.
The fattest angel I have ever seen.
And she was not suspended because the wires were not strong enough.
She was just standing on a bale of hay.
Right, she was standing on hay. And what did we see to the right of the nativity scene?
Three kings from the Orient eating cookies.
Right.
And sitting down.
Sitting down. They were not standing up. They were sitting down eating cookies. I thought it was funny.
I thought it was vulgar.
And they had these big, huge floodlights illuminating it. It was just...
It looked like a used car dealer.
It did. That's true. Because they had that big sign on the pole saying...
Parking in the rear.
Parking in the rear and live nativity scene. 6 to 8 p.m. December 10th through the 17th or something like that.
Right.
Oh, that was disgusting.
It was cheap.
It was awful cheap. But we stood there and watched it.
Yeah, you were four. You couldn't help it.
Well, because we were walking down that road, too, but... Oh, that's a sad statement on the evangelical Christians when they do that kind of crap.
Well, that's all they have left.
I guess. Now, what else is on the list?
Now that we're sitting here on the sofa, we're having some chocolates.
And the Sauvignon.
And we have to talk about the candles that we bought.
That's right. Last night we got online. Was it last night or this morning?
Last night.
Last night, we went online to Soy Candles by Phoebes. Mike Hipp will be very proud of us because we've been saying we're going to do this for weeks and weeks.
Yeah.
And we finally, each of us, placed an order for candles by Phoebes.
Holiday candles.
Yes. What flavors or scents did you get?
I got...
Bayberry.
The holiday berry and the balsam fir. Or the fir.
I don't remember the name of it, but...
And you got holiday spice?
I got holiday spice and citrus splash.
Well, after the holidays, he has lots of nice scents. I want to get some of the sandalwood, I think.
And you do remember me telling you that he said that he could do some customized scents for you.
I am. I'm going to look... I think I mentioned before, I used to do something similar with aroma, with oils.
Right, aromatherapy.
I used to make my own colognes, and I would scent my own candles and all.
Right. But
it was a very expensive hobby. So I think I'm going to go back. I do have a catalog, a log of the scents that I used to use. But I like earthy scents, so I'm going to let them know after the holidays.
That just reminded me, I think it was Mike Perry who left a comment on the website about patchouli oil.
Mm-hmm.
It was for... He said patchouli is for...
Something about stoners or something.
Yeah, patchouli was for stoners or something like that.
Well, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, and you know what I was just thinking too?
Oh, you know why? Because in the 60s, I think the hippie movement... Patchouli is a scent from the East. And...
Why did the hippies latch onto that?
I think it was very musky, earthy, and I think there was a... kind of a movement towards the East and Eastern thinking, and I know the Beatles made a trip to India, and patchouli and sandalwood are both oils you would find in India, for example.
Okay.
Especially patchouli. In fact, in the Victorian times, linens and textiles that came from India
were scented
with patchouli, because patchouli was like a insecticide. It would protect clothes from insects that would eat at the cloth. And so a lot of the fabrics that came from India to Europe were scented with patchouli.
Okay. So, in any case, we ordered candles from Mike Hip of Soy Candles with Phoebes. By Phoebes. I'm going to get this fucked up. Soy Candles by Phoebes, which is what Mike Hip does. And Mike Hip, for those of you who don't know, he writes the podcast summaries on podcastsoup.net. And, of course, I encourage you to check that out. One other thing I just thought of was when earlier you were talking about giving the Christmas tree guy a tip.
Yeah.
Well, I got an email from David, one of our listeners. Not the same David from Dating with David, but a different David. And he sent me to a website that talked about tipping at the holiday season, or just tipping in general. And so thank you, David, for that website about tipping. I appreciate that, because I talked on my podcast about having to tip the lady when I get my hair cut for the holidays, and if I tip my do you tip your the person who brings your newspaper?
Not usually.
Yeah, I don't either. But I got my hair cut on Friday, and I didn't tip her any more than usual, so. Yeah. Okay, I'm getting tired. Is that enough?
I think that's enough.
Have we talked
about it? It's time for you to finish your brownie.
Did you see I took the icing off of one of those?
Oh, and you brought all that asparagus home, too. What are you going to eat all that asparagus?
I am not. I'm trying to think, is there anything else we talked about here? I'm looking at the list. Let's look at the paper. I guess that's all. Okay, so that's all for now. And the boyfriend and I are going to try to see a movie tomorrow. We have no idea what movie, but it's just an idea. So, of course, I'll talk about more of that on another show. So, boys and girls, until next time...
Goodbye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.